You know about Lula? I asked him. Alpha nodded. He almost killed her, Jimmy. He cut her and beat her and left her tied to my fire escape. Then he called and asked me if I'd received his present and told me I could look forward to an even worse fate. Alpha's head was nodding again. This time it was nodding no in denial. I talked to him, Alpha said. Benito admits he spent some time with Lula, and maybe he got a little rough, but he said that was it. He said someone must have got to her after him. He says someone's trying to make him look bad. I talked to him on the phone. I know what I heard. I have it on tape. He swears it wasn't him. And you believe him? I know he goes a little crazy with women. Got this tough guy macho attitude. Got this thing about being disrespected. But I can't see him hanging a woman on a fire escape. I can't see him making that phone call. I know he's not Einstein, but I just can't see him being that dumb. He's not dumb, Jimmy. He's sick. He's done terrible things. He ran his hand through his hair. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Look, do me a favor and stay away from Stark Street for a while. The cops are going to investigate what happened to Lula. Whatever they find, I'm going to have to live with. In the meantime, I've got to get Benito ready to fight. He's going up against Tommy Clark in 3 weeks. Clark isn't much of a threat, but you have to take these things seriously all the same. The fans buy a ticket, they deserve a fight. I'm afraid Benito sees you, he gets all stirred up, you know? It's hard enough to get him to train. It was about 40 degrees in his office, but Alpha had dark stains under his armpits. If I was in his place, I'd be sweating too. He was watching his dream turn into a nightmare, and he didn't have the guts to face up. I told him I had a job to do and couldn't stay away from Stark Street. I let myself out and walked down the single flight of stairs. I sat on the bottom step and talked to my crotch. Damn, I said. That was fucking depressing. Across the street, Morelli was listening in his van. I couldn't imagine what he was thinking.